With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The state of Washington, along with much of the Pacific Northwest, is under a drought advisory with record or near-record low levels of precipitation this spring. The State Department of Ecology Water Resources Planner Jeff Marty says according to the state standards, the advisory covers a vast majority of Washington.
According to that measure, you know, about 86% of the state is either abnormally dry or up to now extreme drought. And those extreme droughts are in eastern Washington.
Man Marty says the chances of making that up aren't very good.
For the state, and especially eastern Washington, to get back to what we would consider normal precipitation for this water year, the probability in eastern Washington is it's essentially nil.
Some crops, Marty says, will be impacted more than others.
You know, for folks that irrigate, obviously they can supplement their fields with water from reservoirs and snowmelt. And in the case of dryland agriculture, their storage is their soil and what the clouds add to it during the season.
But so far this spring, Marty says, that's been rare.
Thus far, you know, we aren't getting cooperation from the clouds and the soil's been drying out. And the soil moisture levels in eastern Washington are, you know, at near record low levels when you look at modeled soil moisture.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the drought advisory and what it means in the weeks and months ahead. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.